Earlier this year, one of Wyoming's Boy Scout troops was among the first in the country to induct girls. The national organization changed its policy in February to be more inclusive. And since then, Troop 221 in Cheyenne has already seen its female scout number double. Maggie Mullen caught up with some of those scouts at their recent badge ceremony.
In a church banquet room in Cheyenne, a group of scouts is nervously chatting before the big ceremony.
I'm normally pretty calm, but today I'm doing the flags, so I'm kind of nervous.
That's 11-year-old Samantha Hurst, who goes by Sammy.
And what does that mean, to do the flags?
So I call out what the color guard's supposed to be doing.
That means she's at the front of the room, directing the scouts who'll present the troop's flag along with the American flag during the ceremony. While Sammy stands there, her dad adjusts her uniform by rolling up its sleeves. The family is about to move across the country, and the box with her scout uniform accidentally got put onto the moving truck a little too soon. So she's borrowing a uniform that's about 4 sizes too big.
I'm just tying her a neckerchief slide so it will slide up and look right.
Her dad, James Hurst, was an Eagle Scout as a kid, so he knows how things should look.
Identifies them with their troop by the logo that's on it.
So Troop 221.
Yes.
The girls' logo is 221G and the boys' 221B. And this badge ceremony is one of the few activities they actually do together. So if they're still separate most of the time, why do girls want to join a boys' troop? Sammy Hurst says she grew out of Girl Scouts.
I did it and I got to a junior and I thought this is a lot of arts and crafts and cooking and sewing and stuff. And I wanted more, let's go outside and be adventurous, you know?
Girls Troop leader Valerie Merriman Fish says today's ceremony is a big deal, since this is when scouts receive their badges.
This time around, we have 102 to give out tonight.
Wow.
Yes.
That seems like a lot.
It is a lot. So we have a good group of both the boys and the girls, and they just work their little rears off.
This part of scouts isn't new. Just like before, scouts earn badges by learning new skills or completing goals. And Scout Sammy Harris has been busy. These are some of the badges she'll take home tonight.
Archery, citizenship in the world, environmental science, and soil and water conservation.
It's subjects like these that attracted 17-year-old Taylor Fawcett. She also says Girl Scouts just didn't cut it for her.
I wanted to join Boy Scouts for my whole life, pretty much, because I did Girl Scouts, and it's basically like turning you into a 50s housewife. I enjoyed it, but I really enjoy this because it's outdoors and you get to do camping and hiking and stuff like that.
Fawcett says she was specifically interested in earning the water and soil conservation badge before she goes off to college next year.
Especially rangeland conservation, that's what I want to be doing.
Soon it's time for the ceremony. Everybody takes their seats as Sammy Hurst walks to the front of the room to lead the color guard.
Audience, troop attention.
Everybody then stands up out of their seats.
Color guard forward march.
Two scouts carry the two flags towards the front of the room. They follow Sammy's instructions to hang the flags, then everybody joins her in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic.
There's a short skit, prayer, and then the scout oath.
On my honor.
On my honor. There is a good word to start out with. It comes from the French.
A candle is lit for each of the 12 segments of the Scout Oath. It includes things like to be helpful by volunteering to help others without expecting a reward, and to be brave when facing difficult situations, even when you feel afraid. Then each scout is called to the front to receive their badges, each of them a little shy but beaming with pride. Next week, it's back to scouting. For Sammy Hurst, who's moving across the country, that means a new Boys and Girls Scout troop in Alabama. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
And I want to thank everyone for joining us today here for Idaho Matters. Our producers are Samantha Wright and Frankie Barnhill. Our associate producer is Hannah Gardosky. Our theme music, it was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. So find him and give him a listen. I'm Gemma Gaudet. It is Tuesday. It's a beautiful August day out there. I hope you take advantage of it. And of course, we'll see you back here tomorrow.